Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan, Ryan Rocks It Asbury Park Style. It's another Thursday. I love Thursdays, probably because it's my show time. So here we are, and I'm making sure you can hear me. I have the volume up at 90, and we're going to rock and roll with a fantastic person that I met several months ago, probably four, I'm not sure, time flies when you're having fun, right? But I'm going to be interviewing who I see as a good friend of mine. We had one of those instant connections. You know how that is when you meet somebody and you just hit it off. And her name is Anjanette Pinkston. And welcome, Anjanette, to my show.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, yeah.
I am so happy to be here. Nancy, you're awesome.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. So are you. So are you.
Thank you.
I'm just going to give a real quick synopsis of how I met, and then we're going to talk. We're going to do the question, and then we're going to have some fun. Because Anjanette is such a multi-talented, great person. So I met Anjanette. It was my debut. I actually went to a screening to be a speaking acting actress for a show called That's Life with producer director Sean Guest and Bob Cleary, and I got the part, and I'm a 55-year-old no less. And Anjanette came in, and actually she got it, you know, got into the movie with me, and at the end we gave a big hug and we talked, and it was totally unexpected. And afterwards I met her, and that's why she's on my show, because wait till you hear, you've read the premiere, but I want her, you know, I mean the promo, but I want her to tell you about herself. And so I'm going to get right to the question so she can have a lot of time to talk. Anjanette, I have one question to ask you, and it's, who influenced you the most while you were growing up, and why? Are you there? Hello? Hello, Anjanette? Hello?
Hello, Anjanette, are you there? Hello?
Uh-oh. You seem to... Anjanette, are you there? Well, we had her. We were doing fine. We were talking. Anjanette, hello? Anjanette, I can't hear you, dear. I think you need to hang up and call me back. Well, no, they're going to show you in the studio. Yeah, your number dropped, and I'm not sure what. Please call back. Anjanette should be calling back any minute. Well, I'm just going to talk a minute about Anjanette till she calls back. For some reason, I don't know if she hit the button, but she dropped from the show. She was there. Everything was cool. Anjanette, are you there, dear? Anjanette? Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
I could not hear you for quite a while. It showed me that your call had dropped.
I'm calling back. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you fine. Okay, well, that was scary, but that's okay. We got you. You're live. I don't know why your call dropped, but it did. It showed that to me. I'm going to just get, you're in the show, so you called back. That's great. So the question, I don't know if you heard it. It's like, who influenced you the most while you were growing up, and why?
Okay, as I've said a little earlier, that's a very big answer, but I'm going to talk about it briefly. Well, growing up, my father was in the military, first of all, and I love uniforms. And basically, when he joined the military, he was in the Navy, and I loved the way he was, like, dressed in his uniform and everything. My mom worked as a CNA, a certified nurse assistant, and she was also in a uniform. And my brother, he was a cop, and he wore his uniform until he became a detective. So people in uniform, basically, my family members that I just mentioned, inspired me a lot in regards to becoming who I am today. And that's what made me join the marching band when I was younger. That's what made me join ROTC, that's the Navy Junior Reserve Officer Training Corps, when I was younger. Right. That's what made me become a security guard and then work at the police department as a police officer and then getting promoted to detective. Because those people that I just mentioned, they inspired me because of the uniform that I love, the crispness and the beauty of them being sharp. That's what influenced me.
Absolutely. That is such a great, I've never heard that before, said, and that is just so, I love the uniform too, but I could say, can I say that my Catholic school, my Catholic school uniform, and then my candy striper uniform, and then, I always loved getting dressed up myself, but no one was in the military in my family, but that's such a great answer. And I always felt pride, too, in, making sure that my uniform was clean. And we had to wear the Oxford shoes, too. And they had to be, till this day, I cannot go out if my shoes aren't shiny. Everything has to be, there's no creases in anything. Everything has to be, looking sharp. Like you said, a sharp dress. Oh, that song, what was it? There's nothing like a sharp-dressed man, or there's nothing like a sharp-dressed woman. And I think it's a lot about person. Yeah, that's terrific. And I love it that you're a retired detective. I have many cousins that are working for the police department, and I have a cousin who's a detective, and then I have another cousin, a female, who is a district attorney, and, works, so she's a lawyer, of course, and she works on some really big secretive cases. But when I met you, you have this aura about you that is just so friendly and open and clear and honest. It's like, I just really loved meeting you, and I've loved our interaction since then. I told everybody. From then, after the detective, you how did it happen that you decided that you wanted to change and get into the entertainment business?
Okay, I've always been enthused in regards to being in the entertainment business. I always wanted to be on television, always wanted to be that person to do that commercial and things like that. And that's how I started, actually. Like I said, I was in a marching band when I was younger.
But my mother
also allowed me to do, different plays and be on, different little, drama shows and stuff like that when I was younger and kept growing up. So when I became a little older and I decided to go into NYPD, that's when my career stopped as far as being in the entertainment business, because I was working as a PAA, that's a police administrative assistant, sitting behind the desk, doing the job as a typist, doing all the reports and everything. And then one day I looked up after a year of doing that, all of the different cops that worked at my precinct was doing the same thing I was doing. They were in uniform, they were getting paid more money, and I was getting paid much less. So that's what inspired me to become a cop. And through my career as being a police officer, I decided that I've helped people and everything and so forth, but I decided that I wanted to join the Narcotics Bureau to get drugs and things like that off the streets, and that's exactly what I did. And that's how I got my shield with NYPD. And during this time, like I said, my career stopped because they frown upon you being in things like that, like plays or televisions and stuff like that, because they think that you're making too much money and so forth. So I was, during that time.
Also, don't you need to, when you do that type of a business, want to keep a little bit of a lower profile? Because you don't want people that's just my own thought. I did take the course in Oceanside, California, and they had lots of gangs there when I took this. I'm going back many years. But I seriously was thinking of becoming a police officer. And the captain said, Nancy, you would be great. And we went to the firing range and everything. And they go, you're a natural, And I thought, I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't put a gun in my hand. But anyway, I think that's so admirable.
It really is. And even though they didn't allow me to continue with my career in acting during the time I was during my tenure with NYPD, but I was acting because I was an undercover officer. So every time that I went, to purchase narcotics or get people off the streets or sell guns or drugs or whatever I did in regards to dealing with narcotics, I basically dressed up to the part and acted out myself.
You are an amazing woman. That is so, you know, I watched those programs for years on TV, and that is, like, that is such a dangerous job. I mean, that
is definitely a
dangerous job.
Yes, it definitely is. I'm definitely doing a documentary about my time there. And I was also a first responder for 9/11 World Trade Center.
Wow. That is that's tremendous. I know you met you, but now I'm convinced.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, that's really awesome.
So that's basically, after I retired from NYPD, after getting sick from 9/11 World Trade Center, that's when I basically pursued my dreams full force. And I was able to do any and everything that I was able to do, and that's what I'm doing. I'm living my dream now.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. I am too, as a matter of fact. I really am. I'm a little bit older than you are, I must say, but I'm kind of living my dream as well. And I was so upset when I couldn't be involved in your movie, your latest movie. And people out there, you already know, heard the awesome story of Anjanette as a retired NYPD detective. I didn't know she was under undercover agent as well with Narcotics Bureau. That is intense. And I'm so glad. I can't wait to see her documentary. And, you know, she's an actor. She's a film writer. She writes programs for TV. I've seen her on TV. She's, like, so multi-talented. She has her own magazine. And we just, you know, we could talk for hours for sure. But I want to get back to her writing of films. And she actually offered me, and speaking of uniforms, I wanted that cop uniform on so bad. I didn't even know that I, when you told me, I have this part for you and you could do it, I was like hitting myself, but there was no way I could do it because my back just went, you know, it went, I was physically unable, or believe me, I would have had a chauffeur to get me to Staten Island. But I just couldn't do it. I wanted to be, when I do work with you, I hope for sure in the future, I want to be at my very best. And when I saw you, like, doing your part, and I thought, I would have been great on the other side of that. But anyway, it is what it is, and, you know, God's got a plan for all of us, so it just wasn't my time,
yes,
I guess.
Definitely.
But when I drove cross country, you know what, the first thing I did, because I was by myself, a woman, driving across country alone, I went and I talked to a woman police officer and said, what would you tell me to do? And she helped me really good. And I'll tell you what I did, though. They can't get me for now for it, but no, I didn't wear a police. I didn't pretend to be a police officer, but I did wear a camouflage shirt, a camouflage hat, and dog tags and sunglasses. And I did not look and engage with any other driver on the road. I was so careful, and they gave me a lot of good, and of course, I did have pepper spray, too, that went like 16 feet in California. But anyway, go ahead, tell me about this wonderful, like, blossoming of your writing films and being in them, and well, you're already a director. I mean, you know, the work you did prepared you. I really believe this in life. Everything prepares you for your next big job, you know, your next challenge, and you certainly are doing it all.
Yes, it really truly did. Gosh, I don't know where to begin. Well, after I retired, I started my magazine, Sky Magazine, There's No Limits to Reaching the Top, and that magazine is about famous people and entrepreneurs. And the famous person, I want to know, what roads did you take to become famous? And entrepreneurs, what roads are you taking towards your endeavors to becoming famous? I want to get both insights in regards to trying to find out what did you do to make it into the limelight, because there's so many of us that's trying to do it too. And I put a lot of famous people on my magazine, as well as a lot of entrepreneurs who are definitely making it out there. I want to put inspired entrepreneurs out there, basically, because I want them to inspire other people who's trying to make it out there, too. So that's what I started with. Yeah.
That's great. That's great. It kind of goes along with what, you know, you're supporting all these people and get, you know, helping them to achieve their dreams, you know. And
yes.
It's great. It's just really great. It feels like what I've been doing for 5 years with my radio show. I mean, getting all these wonderful people on, and then, you know, people are calling me that are already on TV and already established comedians that are on The View and things like that. And I'm like, wow,
yes.
I'm impressed with myself now that but it's like really all for me. It's like been all about realizing my dreams and giving back to like Asbury Park because I grew up there. And as you know, I'm a musician as well. So I have a lot of different talents as well. But go ahead. Go ahead. Please talk about your acting career and your first. What did you, you know, other than that, and of course the documentary that you're going to do. What was the, and your previous acting? Like, what was your first play or your first documentary or whatever? What did you write? Like, what started your writing films?
Well, my first writing was based on. I Lost My Heart in Haiti. I did that with a friend of mine. We both wrote the play. It's a play called I Lost My Heart in Haiti. We both wrote the play, and we brought it out in 2010. And like I said, NYPD frowned upon people trying to get into the business and so forth while they're working with them. So we had to stop that. And even though it was a great run and we gave 5% of our proceeds to Haiti to help them out there because it was all about Haiti, I Lost My Heart in Haiti, I revamped it. I brought it back in 2016 into this year. I started casting people in 2016, and we actually did the play this year. It was a great success. I actually did it by myself this time, and I rewrote it. I rewrote some parts. I put in all the music. I wrote and conducted and produced all the music in the play. And I hired and I cast the people and I produced and I directed all by myself. And the play was a success. It was for like 7 days, 8 days at the Producers Club. And then we did one more special announcement for Mother's Day at the Producers Club. And now we're going to get ready to turn that into a film.
Oh, that's wonderful. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You're the kind of woman I can really relate to because I'm like that too. When I went to finally, you know, I always thought people were going, well, where can I hear your music? Because I was kind of like a troubadour and I would sing around. I never wanted to commit to being in a band or anything like that. I had, you know, I had a child that I was raising. And to make a long story short, I finally did years and years ago, I mean, many years ago, I did a compilation CD. Well, anyway, I did that compilation CD. I recorded in Texas. I don't want to talk about myself a lot, so that's why I'm hesitating. I just want to say this. It's like when I went into the studio, like I hired the people that I wanted to come in, and I got the best. I got, you know, John Harrington, who's with Steely Dan. I got Jeff Levine, who's the keyboard player. He was with Billy Joel. He was with Hall & Oates. He was with Joe Cocker till Joe Cocker passed away. But when I went in that studio, and I'm looking at Jeff Levine, who is an awesome, he's got a master's degree in music, and I'm telling him, you know, okay, I'm producing it. I'm the producer, the director, I'm the singer, the songwriter, the guitar player, rhythm guitar player, and I, you know, and I did, and afterwards, and it came out pretty good because I have one song that's been in the top 10 for 4.5 consecutive years on Reverb Nation. I just have to get the right agent or the right, you know, I'd like to get some people that are already have done it to sing because I'm not at this point in my life. I don't think they're going to put me on the stage. Well, they might, but anyway, I can know where you're coming from as far as having that desire to really produce your original material and have it the way you want, like you want to get your your image of, or your soul across. You don't want to say, well, here it is, and do whatever you want to make it commercial. You don't want that. You want, like a song, I've written over 100 songs, and it's like, I wouldn't go and say, here's the song, make it be a bestseller. No, I do the song because it's coming from my heart and soul. So that's what you're doing.
Right.
You know, it's fabulous, you know? And I'm just really impressed with all that you're doing. It's just really fabulous. I'm so happy for you, and I'm happy for me that I'm doing what I love. And then I did my first.
I'm happy for you too. Yes, I'm happy for you too.
With you.
Yes, and you will be. Believe me, I have I have a million and one ideas. I hope I get them all out before I pass away, and like when I'm 95. But I have a lot of things going on, including a reality TV show that I'm about to bring out too. So I'm going to talk about that a little later. But
I have some people for you to talk to when you're ready. I'm sure you know lots of people about that. But I was asking
yes.
to write the documentary, and that this person would do it for me. And also, I've been in documentaries about Bruce Springsteen and his friends and fans and things like that. But when you do that, you know, I'll just tag on a name for you, and you can, you know, that's what they do. And they're really,
yes,
you know, they do videos for like already iconic, you know, musicians and things like that. So
right.
Anyway, that's what it's about too, getting it out there and promotion. You know,
yes.
it's what. You're already such a big success from your play, and I see nothing but great things happening for you, for sure.
That is so sweet of you. Thank you.
It's the truth. Yeah. So I can't wait to see the movie Keys, and I'm so excited that like that day I didn't just meet you, but I met David Paul, and I met
yes.
Matt, who's great, and their careers have seemed to skyrocket since that film.
Yes,
and they're
yes.
doing tremendous things. And I know that I don't know if both of them, but I know that David Paul was in your film Keys.
Yes, David Paul was supposed to be in my film Keys, but he had so many different projects going on, and that's why he wasn't able to do Keys at the time because right at the time. Yeah, he wasn't because he had so many different things going on. And at the time, he was so busy with Annadalia Awakens. That was the next project. But I did Annadalia with him. I produced the film Annadalia with him. And that turned out to be a really, really great short horror film. That was really good. And we won two awards for it. We won two awards for that. And my daughter was part of it, too. My daughter was in it. Naisha Mitchell, she was in it, too.
I did see that. Actually, I always tease Paul, David rather. I tell him, I say, now make sure that you let me know what's going on out there because, you know, I'm so busy with the music and with the radio show, and I crochet and I knit and I've got all these not-for-profit organizations that I promote. And I said, make sure you let me know. Like, yeah, he's going to call me up. Hey, Nancy, you know, come on out and do this. But I'm so looking forward to doing acting because I never thought I would be able to do the acting, even though I have
Nancy, you will, believe me. You do a lot of acting already, and you're awesome at it. And when I first met you, I saw you in Sean Guest's film, and I thought you was phenomenal in it. You're pretty really really well. You did it very good. So
that
you're great at it.
That was my very first speaking acting part in my life. I mean, I sing with my friends and things like that. They'll go, Brian Rock, get up here on stage, and I'll get up and sing and perform, and I love that. But I have never, you know, I went to Catholic school, and they used to make you memorize. And I think I had a mental block about being able to memorize the script. And Sean kept saying, don't worry. Plus, you know, said you're going to play a 55-year-old. I said, well, don't put that camera too close because I'm going to be 70.
Wow. I would have never thought you were 70.
Yeah, because I was in San Diego 28 years, glorious years, and had like little stress, and it's just different out there. The weather is more accommodating to me, who has asthma, you know. But anyway, and the bad back. But anyway, my mother was she was a singer and an actress, and she was always doing plays and. Yeah, so, you know, I thought, well, why shouldn't I try it? And Sean was so nice and lovely, and he said, Nancy, don't worry if you change a word here or there. It won't matter. You know, I was thinking it had to be exactly that word, you know. So I was kind of nervous about it. But as it worked out, he said, oh, Nancy, you were great. I can't wait to see myself on stage. We're all critical about ourselves, though, right?
Yep, and that's how I got into that site anyway, because Sean Guest was looking for extras anyway, and David Paul told me about it, my good friend. So that's how I got in there. So that was a good thing. I'm happy I got in there because I got to meet great people and awesome people like you. You guys, you know, you're awesome. On set, off set, you guys are unbelievable. Really great,
yeah,
great friend.
Yeah, and you know what, Anjanette? I met David about a year before I met you. I met David as an extra. It was up in Bridgewater. And my girlfriend Marta and I drove up to be extras. And that's where I met David Paul. So I had met him way before that. And I met another actor that I really like that's very much into radio. Gosh, his name's on the tip of my tongue, but he's with Hamilton Radio, and I was with them for 2.5 years. They sought me out, and they're the number one and the internet radio station in the state of New Jersey. They're above all of the national radio stations. So they saw a few different radio stations sought me out for my show, and I did it with them. And anyway, now I'm on my own for 2.5 years. So I have won, of course, I've been nominated for the second year in a row at the Asbury Music Awards, supporting local talent at the, you know, Asbury Music Awards, at the Show and Pony. So I
congratulations.
I'm really pleased about that. Yeah, that's really cool. I almost fell on my chair. I had a friend send me a text. Go to this link. I go, why? She goes, congratulations. I said, congratulations for what? But anyway, yeah, I'm loving this show. So getting into this again, what project? So when are you going to be, when are we going to be able to see the film Keys? When will that be available to the public?
Okay, well, let me tell you a few more things that I'm doing, and then we'll talk about Keys, because I'll build up to that.
Great.
Okay, I'm the producer for Annadelia, you know, this horror short film. I produced Who Killed Jacob Marley. That's with Violetta Licari, Violetta Anna Licari. I also produced and the manager, the production manager for The Last Chance, Rewind with Keys, I'm acting in that, Jake's Employment, The Setup. Crow Hill, I played a flesh-eating person that eats the zombies. I played a zombie. I have a new film that's coming out. Yeah. I have a new film that's coming out also. It's called Whispers. And I have... I'm also involved with this other new film called Bare Knuckle Brawler. So keep an eye on those two new films. And I have my own television show, Sky TV. I have a radio show, Kings and Queens Radio. I'm not as great as you, Nancy, though, but I'm starting. Okay? But I'm not as great as you on the radio show.
I watched you.
But I'm watching you, Nancy. I'm watching you. And I'm the CEO and president of a fashion clothing line with my daughter, Nyesha Mitchell. Nyesha Mitchell is the vice president. It's called Sky Fashions. And it's Sky Fashions featuring Nyesha Mitchell Designs. We both come up with an idea. She draws it out. We both create it. And she sews. So she sewed the clothing line for us.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
That's wonderful.
And... yeah, no, I love it. I love it. It's like a great thing. And I'm doing a documentary, as you know. I'm coming out with a reality TV show really soon, so don't worry about that. You're all part of it. And directed and produced my own film called Keys. And Keys is about the biggest bank heist ever. It basically involves crooked cops, honest cops, and then there were others. Nancy, including you, because you couldn't make it out there, but with you and everybody that I cast into this film, they meshed like butter. I swear, everybody got along so well. You're going to see a whole bunch of different people. I can only name a few of my daughters.
I have seen some. I have seen some little clips that you put up there. Believe me. Anjanette, every single time I see that, and then I said, when you said to me, oh, I have, all you have to do is put the, like, police shirt on, I was like, I was all cross,
yeah.
I was so upset, but I just couldn't do it. I couldn't even drive, I couldn't move, I had just finished 3 months of intensive physical therapy with a doctor of physical therapy, so there was just, and the heat, it was like 90 degrees, I don't know why, something different is meant for me with you. I have to look at it that way.
Yes,
because the
devil
knows, you know, I believe in God, and I believe God has a plan for everybody's life, every moment of it. And for whatever reason, I was unable to do it, and that's all there is to it. And I felt so upset because I knew I had already been in a heist with Pierce Brosnan in California as an extra. I didn't have any speaking part, but it just was like, oh, I've got to be in that film. But, you know, sometimes God says not yet. You know, he doesn't say no. He says not, it's not time yet. So that's why I'm looking at it now, because I don't want to cry. My mother always used to say, Nancy, don't cry over spilt milk, you know. And my mother was a tailor, by the way. She would make wedding dresses and bridesmaid dresses. I knit. My mother taught me how to knit and crochet, and I do all that for people and just give them as gifts. I make these gorgeous afghans, and I made probably 25 by now. My whole family have them, and then I make them for the homeless squads every winter. I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm just saying that I have to be busy with my hands. Now I'm making bracelets. I'm always doing something creative. I love to paint. I do, just like you, you know, I love to do anything that's creative. I want to be involved in it for some reason.
Exactly.
And so I think that's just amazing. How old is your daughter, by the way?
My daughter is 30, Naisha.
Oh, that's wonderful. See, you know, I think of you as like being maybe 40 years old, and I know you.
Yeah, I am. I'm not even 50 yet. I'm not even 50 yet. So I'm heading there, but I'm not there yet.
Yeah, well, you got a lifetime to go. Well, we all do. I just say there's no age limit. It's your spirit. You know, it's your spirit. For me, I'm getting on there, but I still feel like, no, at 95 or 100, hopefully God will still have me on the planet. And being excited to talk to people like Anjanette, which, you know, there's so many talented, wonderful people out there. At 5 years,
yes.
I still haven't run out, believe me. Yeah, it's great. It's great. Oh,
yes.
It's just great.
That is good. I have a young,
I don't know how you do it all, because I think you're a married woman as well.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Married to Michael. Yes, I am.
Yeah, that is just awesome. God, you are richly blessed, Anjanette. And I know you believe, you know, you're a believer, and I really just,
yes,
you know, that's
a true believer.
Yeah, when your heart's in the right place and you have the right, you know, you have the right intentions, it seems like we really do get an awful, many, many, many wonderful gifts that we don't expect. And one was that day that I met you. And, it's wonderful. I'm very excited for you. I can't wait to see the movie.
I am too. Well, Keith shipping.
The minute you're ready to promo, I do a worldwide promo on probably 100. And also keep me in mind for any future music, because you know I have written 100 songs and I have a lot of. I have a CD out there. I don't know if you've listened to it, but I'm sure I sent it to you. But if you get a chance, go and listen to some of it. I could also write something. But it seems like you like to write music as well. I don't know if there's anything
don't
do.
Yes, let me tell you. It's God and Jesus. They keep putting these ideas and thoughts in my mind, and they allow me to make them reality, and which I love about that, because let me tell you, without them, there would be no us. There would be no us at all. And as long as you're a believer, a true believer of God, as long as you believe in them and call them on them, not only for yourself, but for other people. And when you wake up every single morning, before you step your foot off that bed and wherever you're sleeping, you thank God and Jesus for waking you up for another day. And let me tell you, and he knows what's in your heart, and God and Jesus know what's within your mind and your heart and how your passions, and they will give you your passions. Because let me tell you, you have 7 charms in your body, 7. You have 7 charms in your body, and it's up to you to turn on each and every charm. But you have to believe in God and allow him to help you turn those charms on and allowing you to do what you want to do.
Right. I know. You're reminding me now of a show that I had, and at one point I had to just stop, and I said, wait a minute, I sound like a preacher. Maybe that's what I'm supposed to do. I haven't dated in 17 years. It's like, well, I was in two ministries, one for 11 years. And, well, I went to parochial school my whole darn life, of course, pretty much, other than 3 years of high school. about, and then I was in the ministry for 6.5 years, like 6 years, no, 6 years, North Coast Presbyterian Church. And then I was in that was a paying ministry, and that in California. And then I was with the Franciscan monks at a 200-year-old mission in Oceanside, California, for 5 years as a volunteer. And I was helped write the stewardship program, and I sent out handwritten birthday cards to everyone in the congregation, and it was a very large congregation. And the monks were so great, and I was involved in many, many Bible studies at my home. I would have them, and so I'm very, very well connected, and I do believe, I mean, you know, I'm definitely on your side there. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, definitely.
This is such a great show. This is such a great show because, you know, I love it too when I watch. I don't always watch the Academy Awards, but when I do, or if I see someone on TV and they proclaim and give all their thanks to, you know, the one who has allowed them to do what they're doing, because I really do believe that. I mean, that was kind of ingrained in me as a child, is that in and of myself, like, I'm really nothing, but with God, all things are possible. So,
yes.
And you know, I feel bad for people that don't believe that. And I pray, I say I'm a prayer warrior because I do. Just last night I was thinking, and I didn't mean to turn this into a talking about God, but I mean, I love talking about God. So, okay, everybody out there, do whatever you want. But it's my show, and I'm Jeanette Tom, and
we're
Jesus lovers and God lovers. So,
yes.
God put you in my life for sure. I get goosebumps thinking about it. I'm so happy for you.
Yes.
So what else would you like to talk about? We know the time goes fast.
I know. Keys will be coming out before December. The trailer should be coming out really soon for Keys. And I had a great, great cast and crew that worked with me. I can name a few because this is on the top of my head. Like Hawthorne James, he's from the Five Heartbeats. Sean McDonald. I have Violetta, Anna Licari. I had Cyrilac Cates. I had Stefan Jackson. I had Stefan Moscatel, I had Tony Farrell, I had all the lead actors, which is my daughter Naisha Mitchell, Michelle England, Dominic Butner, Naomi Pandolfi, and myself. We all played in it and everything. And I also had Walter Moore. There's a host and host. If I forgot your name, guys, believe me, I love you all. Oh, and my awesome DP guy, his name is Douglas Adam Ferguson. He's the one that made my dreams come to life, along with all of my great cast and crew, because if it wasn't for them, this wouldn't be a movie, Keys. I just wrote it on paper, but they acted it out. And, you know, and Nancy, I wanted you in it so bad, but other things happen, like I said. But don't worry, you're going to be in other things too. Oh, I have James Brickhouse. See, names are just popping in. Nikki and Kevin. And Mike and Basha, I had a whole slew of awesome people in there. These are names just on the top, but believe me, guys, if I miss your name, I'm sorry, but you're all on the top of my list. I love you all. And Keys will be coming out. But somebody else asked me to do a thing, too, besides the trailer. Someone asked me to do a pilot for Keys.
Wow, that's great. Maybe I could be in the pilot.
I know, and someone asked me to do it. So I'm, like, so nervous, and like, I, it's like things are, like, happening.
I'll be praying for you.
Things are happening. And you know what was so exciting? On August the 30th, this is a sign, Nancy. August the 30th this year, we were filming in a park. I swear, out of nowhere, there was a letter with the letter K. There was a block letter, K, small, a block letter E, and I found a heart. We all found a heart-shaped little block letter, and then we found a key that had the Y and the F in it. So it spelled Keys.
Amazing.
So if that's not a sign, I don't know what is.
Exactly, yeah. And I want to get back to what I said, what I started to say and didn't, was last night I was thinking, you know what? I want to remember to be thanking you and praising you instead of always saying, will you take care of this one and that one and this one and that one? And when I do pray, I will mention a name specifically, and people ask me to pray for them too. And, of course, a lot of people you see even on Facebook
yes.
who are going through bad things. But I said, just remind me, please, to make sure that I do plenty of praising, because it's not all about, like, my girlfriend gave me this little piece of paper. It's on my refrigerator, and it says, just for today, I'm not going to ask you for anything at all for myself or anyone else. I'm just going to thank you. Thank you for everything
yes,
you give
thank
me
them.
On a daily basis.
Thank them on a daily
day.
Basis. Yes.
Exactly.
Don't let a day go by without thanking them, because they want to hear your gratitude towards them. They
right.
love it when you thank them for things. And like I said, don't only talk about yourself. Talk about other people that need it, like Texas, Florida, Puerto Rico,
oh,
all the Caribbean
oh,
islands
oh,
at this time, Georgia. They all need it at this time. Talk about them. Pray
I
for
know.
Them because they need help this at this time.
Oh, I have.
But,
I know. My heart is breaking. It's like my brother actually was here from Miami. He came on perfect timing for a vacation. And I said, oh, Jay, and he was with his wife. I said, you are not going driving back to Miami with a hurricane coming. And he's such a sweetheart. And he stayed with me. They were with me 22 days. And they were only here
wow.
maybe not even a few weeks, maybe a week. And he said, Nancy, you had a delivery this morning, and he was with me last year, too. They'll probably come every year now and stay with me. He said, you had a delivery. I said, a delivery? What delivery? And he goes, and I open my eyes, and it's a 40-inch smart TV, flat-screen TV.
Wow.
Do they look at the internet on and do, I mean, what? I said, oh, my God, Jay, what did you do? And he said, oh, don't mention it. You are the one, because I would tell him that he was at the Ryan Rocks Hotel, I called it. I said,
oh, my God.
The greatest hotel you could stay at. But anyway.
That's funny.
Yeah, these are things that.
I don't
want to
leave out too many names. I want to also. I want to add a few more names. Michael Cleese, Dolph Hilton also played in it. And he was a great designer, too, because we actually made our own bank and our own hospital. You wouldn't believe
wow.
it was a room that we transformed into a bank and a hospital. Wait until you see it. I mean, it's like unbelievable.
I can't wait.
Unbelievable.
In high school, I was in drama class, but I was like the background person. I didn't have that confidence to act or anything. I would sing, you know, at home and different places, but and in the choir in all my grammar school days. But I was in the back scenes making, like you said, making, you know, making the painting and putting things and being a gift or whatever they are, you know. I was one of those
yeah.
people. But, God, I guess our time's up. In fact, we're going over, so I have to at this time say.
Oh, my God. But one more thing I want to mention to them before I hang up from you. My daughter and I and Mike, my husband, and our good friend, his name is Kenneth Paul Graham. We have a new film festival, the New York City and State TV Plays and Film Festival. And we cover it all, TV plays and film. We cover everything. But at this time, you could submit your film into our festivals, because what we're accepting is films. And the film starts from 10 minutes up to 40 minutes. And it's unbelievable prizes for this. So I want each and everybody, is for everyone within the United States, the whole world, you could submit your films to New York City and State TV Plays and Film Festival, Nancy.
Yes.
Time's going by so fast.
Yeah, and you know, oh, I know, I told you it would. And you know what, I did make a point of putting that in the promo, the picture of that, that tells all the information about it, so that people can
right.
see that. So, and after
yeah.
I get off here, tonight and tomorrow, I'll be, well, tonight I won't be working too much. It's hot, 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 but I'm going to put it on my radio page. But then I'll be promoting this on every single, I think, 78 pages plus LinkedIn and Twitter. It will go
wow, awesome.
It goes on a lot of Bruce Springsteen pages. I'm probably the only female in the world. Thank you, Bruce. All Bruce's administrators that run his pages, thank you. You know, Bruce Springsteen, Land of Hopes and Dreams.
Yes.
And all my radio shows live on that. So I thank him for that and them for that. But they all love, because I'm from Asbury Park, grew up in Asbury Park, and my show is Ryan Locks at Asbury Park.
Shout out.
After all. So they like to know what's going on. So now you know
Thank I have so much more stuff to talk about, Nancy, and it's not going to fit in 40 minutes. But I love you, and I appreciate you, because I got a lot of good stuff out.
Oh, I know it. I know it. And I hope that that Sean is able to submit That's Life to your festival. Sean, I don't know for sure, but I thought that I heard that it may be in the Asbury Music and Film Festival in March. I am hoping.
Yes, it will be.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And you're in it, and I'm in it, and we're hugging.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Anjanette. I've got to go because I have 10 of the best not.
I know. Thank you, Nancy, for
out.
This awesome interview. Nancy Ryan Rocks Radio Station. I love you. Thank you for this interview, and I appreciate you. Love you. God bless you. And I'll talk to you soon.
Same to you. Bye
everybody. Bye.
Bye. Bye.